Welcome to Radical Being. In today's show, I'm talking about getting unstuck. Most people are just staying afloat or trying to figure it out or struggling against the current, pretty much anywhere but being in a state of alignment and ease and flow. And one of the paradigm shifts I offer in today's episode is, what if life could be the experience of alignment and flow? And I offer that one of the ways that begins to happen is by coming into radical integrity, but also learning to just say yes to life. What if everything that's needed for your evolution, including challenges, is provided seamlessly? I say again and again, life continually shows us where we're not free. It brings us the people, the situations, the circumstances, and I offer that the role of those challenges is to propel your evolution, to drive your awakening. And as I've talked about in previous shows, most of us are creating our own suffering, almost entirely through our resistance and attachments and expectations and projections. And learning to drop what's keeping us stuck is the secret to coming into flow. And yet, most of us are strangely wedded to our limitations. As usual, there's more than a few paradigm-shifting perspectives in today's episode. Ready to get radical? Let's dive in. Greetings, and welcome to another episode of Radical Being with River Fair. When this episode drops, it will be the spring equinox, at least for those of us in the Northern Hemisphere. Those down under, you've reached the autumnal equinox, and you're starting that slow spiral inwards, whereas those of us in the north, we are celebrating the arrival of spring and new beginnings. To me, the equinox is always cause for celebration, particularly living in more northerly latitudes where I find winter quite challenging, although the world's weather overall seems to be becoming more and more extreme. So neither here nor there. It's the spring equinox. It's a time of new beginnings. I'm personally celebrating having made it through yet another winter. And on some level, this idea or the alignment with new beginnings feels like a very appropriate time to do an episode on saying yes to life. Actually, the last 3 or 4 episodes have all drawn a theme from my book that was released in December, Where Two Worlds Touch, an Outsider's Memoir in England, which, as I've said in previous shows, is cleverly disguised as a memoir, but is actually, in my view, about much more than that. Conscious relationship and trusting the mystery of life and, today's show, learning to say yes, leaning into uncertainty, letting go of our resistance and attachments and the things essentially that keep us stuck, that keep us not being in a state of flow and alignment and ease and magic, if you will. In the outset of this podcast journey, the first couple episodes, I often said in my sort of what if way, theoretical question, here's just a what if you can rewrite your entire reality? What if you can write a new story for your life? And that is a theoretical question, but really the answer is yes. I sit here having done that, and that's largely what the podcast is about. Here are tools for rewriting your reality, changing your life. And I never mean that rewrite your reality in any sort of new age or manifesting way. My conviction and what all of my coaching is about, my own journey, is that we can entirely change our life, our reality, simply through the choices we make and through shifting our perspective, which is, again and again, the theme of this show, self-awareness, and shifting the dominant paradigm, shifting our perspective. There is no objective reality. Our reality is merely our perspective. And so somehow new beginnings and getting in flow. We'll talk a little bit about flows. Hopefully I'll flow there and find my way to it in the show. But also something I have said from the outset of having this podcast and repeatedly in coaching and free masterclass on my website, other places, is my observation through years of working with people and just looking around the world, and certainly my own journey, that most people are stuck in a lot of different ways, often ways that are puzzling or baffling to them, and absolutely including people who are, quote, successful, unquote. I'll refer you to the most recent podcast episode, Redefining Success. And if we don't want to say they're stuck, I would say similar, same, same, is just trying to stay afloat financially and otherwise. Just, I've said in an earlier podcast, I think it was about trusting the body. Most people are just trying to figure life out, gain some tools, fake it till you make it. My own experience, certainly much of my life, along with feeling stuck, was one of always moving against the current. My life never felt like flow, like I'm going the wrong way. It's always uphill. It's always upstream. And so my own journey it wasn't initially about getting into flow, but that is one of the things that began to happen fairly clearly, fairly soon as I began to become clear. That's my earlier languaging, coming into what I would say now coming into integrity, but getting clear of the limiting patterns, that is the journey. How do we become free? And we could swap that language with being in flow and alignment, because that is what freedom feels like. You're in a state of flow and alignment and ease and grace and magic and, well, flow, which is not most people's daily experience and certainly wasn't my experience for much of my life. This, well, maybe that's one of those paradigm shifting possibilities, perspective shift. What if your life could be one of alignment and flow and ease? And as I have advocated in other episodes and again, coaching and videos, that is what happens when we come into integrity, radical integrity in particular, which if you've tuned into the show before or other offerings I put out there, you know, in my view, also includes personal wellness, hence my 8-week coaching, Radical Being, Vibrant Wellness. If we're just doing work to come into integrity, which is valuable, absolutely, but we are not also working on the physical aspect of our being and moving towards wellness, we're one step forward, but one step back, or we're dragging something behind us, and we're going to have much more challenge than if we were also saying, okay, this too, because nothing is separate. This too needs to come into alignment. My lifestyle medicine, the choices I make around food and well-being and all that. And that's not where I'm going today, but something I say again and again in different ways, and definitely ties to this saying yes to life. Maybe I'll back up, say something before that. But this is also something I have said again and again in podcasts and elsewhere. Most people, and absolutely myself included for most of my life, are saying no. No to what life brings them. Not right now. Not till I have this much money in the bank, get to retirement, leave this marriage, kids are out of school. The endless list of why not right now. And essentially what that translates to is no. I say everybody's in no, pretty much. But no is the place of seeming security and seeming safety. It's the place of the status quo and stasis. But it is not a place of expansion or healing or growth. You can't have growth and security both. So healing and change and transformation and evolution is the place of yes. It's a willingness, yes. Everybody's in no. How do we get to yes? And that is the core of today's show. Getting to yes. Yes to life. Because when we're in yes, life becomes one of alignment and flow. A very different experience than simply being stuck in familiar or baffling ways and just hanging on and fake it till we make it, just trying to get through it and tools. And I would say that is most people's experience. So one of those things that I repeatedly say is that life continually shows us where we're not free. So in that being stuck, in whatever way that is, career-wise, familiar patterns in relationships, maybe unable to create financially the life that we are wanting to, or there are endless examples of seemingly being stuck. And there's a shift in perspective that's required. Because for most people, after this, life will show you where you're not free. It does that by bringing us the exact situations, people, relationships, circumstances that will illustrate, you're not free. You're stuck here. But the typical lens through which most people are looking, back to that initial state of awareness, I've talked about a three-stage model before in previous podcasts, Becoming Free and Shadow Gift and Service and a couple of others, that provisional ego self, sort of adolescent identity, even though most people carry that through their entire life, the caterpillar version one stage. The main word for that overall is victimhood. So life is bringing you, arguably, everything that's needed to help you evolve, to show you where you're not free, but through that lower level of awareness or base level of awareness, innermost sort of sphere. I think of things as being sort of larger and more encompassing spheres and each containing the others within it. That base level where we all start is why me? Poor me, or this always happens, or everyone hits the big time except me, or I have to work harder, you know, or endless our particular story, however we want to spin that, in terms of that life is bringing you everything you need to potentially awaken and get free and show you where you're not free. But there has to be this sort of magical switch that happens, a shift in perspective, rather than poor me, keyword victimhood, which is just listen to people. That's pretty much the theme that's going on. What do I need to learn here? What is this situation that keeps showing up in my life? This wall that I keep beating my head against, or this hole I keep falling down into? What do I need to learn here? What do I need to shift? Obviously, I'm not free. What do I need to shift? And that is a huge shift in awareness, simply to move into that state of what's the teaching here? What is the gift here? And not that maybe we're fully in yes, but even considering, what is this showing me? Other kind of similar languaging that I use around this, I say kind of two ways, that the role of challenges is to propel our evolution. The other way I phrase that is that the role of challenges is to drive our awakening. And I don't necessarily mean awakening in terms of something like enlightenment or transcendence, although that could happen on your journey down the road. I mean more just awakening to the ways that we're a self-awareness, that we're in our resistance and essentially creating our own suffering. That is what all of us are doing in curious in curious ways. I've recently been a guest on a couple of podcasts, and most of those are going to start dropping this month of March and April. And in one of those, just recorded it 2 weeks ago or so, the host and I were talking about that exact thing, how we create our own suffering. And as I have shared in numerous podcasts here, that is almost exclusively through our own thoughts and our belief matrix, as I call it, and our limiting patterns. As if you're a regular listener, you've heard me say this before, I always, as a trained somatic-based trauma therapist, I always do want to give a nod to trauma and the suffering that that creates. And I, of course, want to acknowledge that there are people who are genuinely suffering in ways that most of us are not, whether because they're homeless or they're living in a war zone or just unbelievable trauma or human trafficking. I mean, the list of true human suffering is unfortunately quite long. But for most of us, our day in, day out suffering is what we're creating largely through our attachments and expectations. It shouldn't be this way. It should be that way. It should be easier. I should be further along the journey, or, you know, this proves that I'm unworthy or that I'm broken, or our unique stories, mostly limiting stories, that essentially are keeping us stuck. And challenges, repeating myself again and again through various offerings, challenges are often our greatest teachers. Not that most of us enjoy that. We would rather be sitting in our sunny meadow in springtime or wherever our happy place is, but that's rarely where we grow. And if life is continually bringing us the opportunity to say, here's where you're not free, it's not likely that that happens when we're sitting in our sunny meadow on the mountain with flowers or wherever that is in our respective life. Here's where you're not free. Here's the opportunity. Here is this place where on some level, essentially, you're in no. Not right now. I don't want it to be that. That person shouldn't be this way. My job sucks because of this, which is essentially meaning, if you follow that down, it shouldn't be this way. It should be else. These are all our projections and attachments and expectations, and we all have them. That's sort of just the nature of mind. I have, just the other day, it was a winter day, which you already know is my most challenging passage, and part of me was just grumbly and in a little bit of a funk about yet more snow and sort of the gloominess of the day outside, and I do catch myself really quickly these days when I'm briefly in that limiting space. And I realize the day itself is not making me suffer. I'm choosing to see it that way. And instead, what I'm going to do, winter's not going anywhere anytime soon. One day at a time, we'll just get through it like life. Okay. And I'm going to focus on something different. I'm going to focus on gratitude. I'm going to reframe this. Reframe, reframe, reframe. That is my own learning on the journey. Okay, wait, I'm creating my suffering in this moment. Okay, drop it. Reframe. Find something I'm grateful for. I'm going to somehow say yes instead of no. This, for most of us, when we're in that stuck place or just trying to stay afloat or just trying to figure it out and all of that, life, as I said, feels mostly anything but flow and alignment and ease. Mostly it feels like challenges and chaos and loss. And in that, again, it's can be really challenging, speaking for myself for years, to even find our way to yes, to lean into that. Like, that's not the typical response from most people. Like, everything feels like it's falling apart. Okay, I'm going to lean into that and say, yes, I welcome this. That's a rare soul who does that, at least not until they've had quite a bit of coaching or other wise people in their life saying, okay, what would happen if you did that? Maybe lean into, okay, yes. I've joked previously in numerous shows formerly as a soul-oriented coach, it's like we're sort of the only people who even not likely even therapists would even say, your life is falling apart. This is great. This is a fantastic opportunity to move out of that old you. I'm so happy your life is falling apart. And most of us are resisting that tooth and nail and claw and every other way. No, no, no. Because it never feels good when it feels like we're breaking. And a different podcast that I'm being a guest on, actually, the host said something about the end, about something about being broken or feeling we're broken. And I said, in my view, we're not broken. We actually can't be broken. It's our perception. It feels that way. Absolutely. We absolutely feel broken. That's been my own journey much of my life. But simply on an energetic level, where everything is energy, or quantum level, where there is, you and I don't even exist. There, nothing individual exists. Everything is one. Everything is a unified field. And in that, nothing can be broken. And yes, I realize I'm talking about quantum there versus the individual perspective of our life. But it is simply our perspective, largely the ego's perspective, that we're somehow broken. We're definitely stuck. And that is back to our kind of perception of life and a 3D reality of filter of separateness and duality and other things that I won't go into here today. But our life generally does not feel like flow, and it feels somehow counterintuitive to lean in and say yes to what life is bringing me. Okay, yes. Back to, I mentioned that this is a theme that's in my recent book. And this is really where that awareness started to begin for me, going through a really difficult challenge on a couple of levels at that passage living in England back then. And some part of me saying, can I say yes to this? Feels like life is breaking me open. But what if this is for a greater purpose? Even though I don't know what that might be yet. But if I trust that this breaking is somehow for a greater purpose, can I lean into it? Can I say yes? And this is definitely a paradigm shift for me. A couple of years ago, I shared in a previous episode, but going through a rough passage in 2020, 2021, and not necessarily believing this at all, but I became somehow willing to entertain this possibility. What if everything, including these challenges I'm going through right now, or what feel like challenges, big challenges, breaking open challenges, what if everything serves my eventual benefit and awakening? And I said, I couldn't necessarily believe that, but I'm willing to entertain it. Okay, if open to the possibility that all of this actually serves my eventual benefit and awakening. Okay, how do I say yes to it? Even though it feels like it's breaking me open. Okay, say yes. Be willing. Surrender. Be vulnerable. Let go. Let go. That right there is sort of the magic two words for coming into flow. Because what's keeping us out of flow in life are the attachments and resistance and expectations and all the things we're holding on to. It shouldn't be this way after this long because I've worked so hard. That's sort of like, that was one of the elements that was keeping me this stuck. Well, that is my expectation or my belief matrix about how life should be, rather than what is. Can I just say yes to this? it's my interpretation of this situation and thinking it should be different that is creating my suffering and definitely keeping me out of flow. And so willingness and surrender, and I've touched on these in previous podcasts, and I'll keep touching on them because they are magic words for the journey. That came up too in one of these guest podcasts. The host said something and he was sharing a bit of his story. And I said, well, you said the magic word there. And the magic word is willingness. And that's a little different than where I want to go for the rest of this time here. But back to, are we willing to even consider a different perspective? Are we willing to even briefly consider letting go of our attachment, expectation, our judgments? Are we willing? And we say yes. Strangely attached to our limitations is what I wanted to tack on there, because that was part of that conversation and ties into this. Most of us, we say we want to be free. I want to be free of this limiting pattern. I want to be so done with this, whatever, limiting thought about money or self-value or relationships or love. And some part of us clearly does want to be done with that. And we're looking for the solution and the right answer and the right coach, learning skill, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We've moved into that. Hopefully, what's the gift of this? What's the learning? How do I shift this? And yet, my own experience, working with countless clients, and maybe find my way to entheogenic medicine, but being mindful of the time here, one of the things that we often discover in such a journey of expanded awareness is that we are, as much as we say we want that shift and we want freedom, we are strangely wedded to our attachments and our limitations. We're strangely attached to being stuck. As counterintuitive or ass backwards, arse backwards as that seems. And that right there is part of the struggle. Some part of us is hanging on to that, that old limiting pattern, map of the world, limiting self story. And if possibly because, well, who would I be without that? And not that that's a conscious thought. Well, who would I be if I was not that? One of the earlier podcasts, the stories we tell, I touch on that, how very often the stories we're telling are keeping us strangely stuck, even the ones about our glory days or whatever else. Back to the invitation is actually to write a new story for your life. But to write a new story, you have to be willing to let go of the old story. And that includes a new story for your health and vitality and wellness. Because repeating myself yet again from other podcasts and videos and everything else, it is very difficult to have any sense of well-being in your life if you don't also have a physical sense of wellness. I mentioned entheogens, and this flow state, which is essentially what I'm talking about, that's a kind of a buzzword lately, the flow state, getting into a flow state. That is, I would say, and I'm not aware that there's a specific definition of flow state, but what I would say is that's one of increased creativity, imagination, possibly, ease and alignment. A sense of, if you just think about, what is it to flow? Okay, increased ease and alignment and creativity. And flow state is a phrase that's often used in conjunction with microdosing. A fairly recent practice of taking a minuscule amount of, I'm not fond of the term psychedelic, but that's still sort of the general mainstream thing, psychedelic, entheogen, mini, mini microdose. And that very small amount lights up neural pathways in your brain. And one of the things that that can do, at least from a brain science point of view, and I feel it's much bigger than this, and I'm not going to go very far down this path at all in this journey because it's in this episode. It's actually a big topic, but that by lighting up the neural pathways in your brain, you get new opportunities for response. And I will say there's benefit to microdosing. I did that for some years. I haven't done it in years. I no longer feel that it contributes any benefit simply because I've rewired my brain. That's part of the work I do with people, how to regenerate your body and brain. And all of this, all that I want to say here is that there illustrate that there is this bigger piece about, or maybe it's not a bigger piece, but it's a in conjunction with this work of saying yes and getting out of our resistance. It can also help if we have support to shift literally the neural networks. It can also help if we are getting healthy in our life and feeling less weighted down in our body and unwell. So there are many pieces, I think, to the puzzle. I worked with a lot of people around depression and anxiety, and I always say the tendency is to say, oh, it's, you know, if you shift your brain chemistry here, if you bring your gut microbiome online here, and yes, all of these things help. And yet there's still your life factors and your belief matrix. And it for all of us, we are incredibly complex beings, and individual factors in one person's life are not necessarily prevalent in another person's life. So where I want to find my way to in this little side eddy current about microdosing or entheogens, where I was going with what led me down that was sometimes in those entheogenic journeys, we realize, wow, I'm actually strangely wedded to my resistance. But that these other avenues are part of this larger picture of wellness, of wholeness, of feeling a sense of wholeness. I always say to clients, you are whole. You can't be anything but that, but it doesn't feel that way. And I really get that from my own journey. But if we can begin at least identifying the places where subconsciously we're in no, maybe that's around our wellness, around exercise, around our diet, around those other pieces that somehow we somehow think are separate and are not, or the places that we're just in resistance about life. Okay, how might I get to yes? I'm in no. These places in my life, maybe I'm doing better and I'm closer to yes. And these places in my life, I'm in no. The more we get to yes, the more we embody that flow state. And yes, other tools like microdosing and other pieces can be useful supports in getting to that state. Just like in select cases, I would say, a whole other conversation, but something like an antidepressant can be a useful intervention, maybe just to get us out of the true depths of the swamp and suicidal ideology and useful intervention. But ultimately, that doesn't fix anything. And we have to learn how to rewire it because it's an inside job. We have to ultimately learn how to get into flow state without microdosing, useful as that might be for part of the journey. How do we get into flow state? Well, it's the repeated letting go, counterintuitive, let go. Be like water and flow. I'll wind this down. For 2012 to 2017, I had a weekly blog called the Soul Artist Journal. And they were often my reflections of just a life for the senses and how do we nourish the soul, and which isn't a word I use much anymore, but and being in nature and dilating through the senses, all really what nourishes. And the piece of that Soul Artist Journal, often reflecting in nature, and I multiple times said, I've learned more being in nature and watching water just flow along stream or ocean shore, or maybe not so much lake, but a moving body of water, than I have pretty much from anything else in life. Because all water does is it flows. It meets an obstacle, it just flows around it. It's infinitely, I'm not even sure malleable is the word, it is just fluid. And yet it can carve a canyon out of stone. Flow here's seeming an obstacle in my life. Okay, am I making it the obstacle? I'm suddenly in my place and challenge, and oh, this is so hard, and I'm here again. And all of which is us creating our own suffering. Okay, how do I just say yes to this? How can I surrender and flow around this? There's a door there to a whole other podcast about surrender and our the places we get stuck. I think men in particular get really hung up around the idea of surrender, that somehow we overlay that with weakness or losing. And it's surrender is definitely counterpoised or counterposed or juxtaposed, whatever word we want to use, with pretty much everything in our very ego-driven, willful society of make it happen. 10 goals to break down into steps to make this thing happen. The idea of just surrender and flow and yielding is the antithesis of that. And yet I would say that is what it is to be in flow versus will. You can make a life for yourself with will. Absolutely. I did it for years. And now my life is one of flow. Life can be moving very fast and still be in flow. I say this too. Sometimes my life does feel like, wow, we're moving really fast. And yet I'm in flow. So I'm not hanging on. I'm not resisting it. Okay, here we go. We're in the Whitewater Rapids. Okay, let go and have fun. Here we go. Okay, this is what life is bringing us. Trust it. Let go. Don't hang on. And that's a journey to get there. Because it is, as I've said repeatedly in the show, sort of counterintuitive to what most of us are doing and what we've been taught and what is modeled for us. And hanging on. Just say yes. That's a line in the book, the recent book, again and again, sort of telling myself that, okay, it's uncertain. Okay, this is a mystery. Just say yes. What if something much bigger? What if something much greater? What if something much more wonderful than I can even imagine is actually unfolding here? What if? I'm willing to risk it. I'm willing to say yes. Enough. Thanks for joining me. Another episode of Radical Being. Definitely radical today, more than a few potentially paradigm-shifting possibilities. What if life is bringing you everything that's needed for your evolution seamlessly? And what if all of those challenges, what if everything is actually to propel your awakening? And it's eventually in your benefit. An ultimate benefit, ultimate good. What if? And what if the secret to being in flow is to let go? You can rate and follow the show anywhere you listen to podcasts, and ratings are definitely welcome. Please and thank you. And you can turn on notifications and auto downloads on things like Apple and Spotify and et cetera, et cetera. And I always point out, either at the beginning or at the end, if you're listening on a standard audio podcast platform, that this is a video podcast. And of course, that's redundant for those of you who are watching me on the screen, but you can find the video version on Spotify, as well as the show's dedicated website, Radical. Space the show's name there for a minute, radicalbeingpodcast.com. And I keep generally the three most recent episodes on my personal site, riverfair.com, which has other information about the work that I do in the world apart from this podcast. Thanks for joining me. Be well. Be radical. Just say yes.